Oh, hospitals, let me see. First, I knew anything about, the nearest I knew anything about was Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon Dothan, Alabama. Or if you had to go to the hospital, you had to leave here.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a woman who takes care of you in a hospital?
That's a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember any kinds of old ways that they used to stop bleeding or something like that, if they ever used turpentine and spider webs or anything like that?
Yes, they have used that. Uh-huh. I've seen them. They called it cobwebs. Some of them used to call it cobwebs instead of spider webs, but they ain't spider webs what it is.
Uh-huh.
But after the spider had done, used it, they called it cobwebs. They'd go and roll it up. They could pack that on the cream and stop the blood.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you ain't got too well flesh wound,
mm-hmm,
and you don't cut in that artery,
mm-hmm,
why, that blood will clot up there and stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But now if it's running, if you do hit a little artery or something and that blood is running too free,
mm-hmm,
it couldn't have time to clog, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a spider web a cobweb if it's not being used anymore?
Well, you couldn't make nothing but spider web out of it, okay, what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have heard them call it cobweb.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it could have got his name and taken cobs. Mm-hmm. I've seen them going around and say they wanted some.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a chair and get up here and stick that and then go to rolling it on that cob, you know?
Yeah.
Take it
down
and strip it off like that. Now that it could have got his name cobweb like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You'd see him get a cob and mm-hmm roll it up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could have got a stick and hit it roll, but then a cob just fitted it better.
Mm-hmm. What would you call an open place in the city where the place might be right in the middle of a city or a town?
Well, that would be called a park if it was in the right place. Now, there's some places they had open for used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the city now, the open place up in the city is a park.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have places. And I don't know who furnished that either. I never have known who furnished these here hitching racks and hitching posts and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, used to go when you go to town, it'd be there wouldn't be a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Some called it a hitching pole, some called it a hitching rack.
Mm-hmm.
But you put up a big post here and one out there and one down there and one down there, you know, and put some dry fasten, mm-hmm, drive some heavy timber,
mm-hmm,
fasten that to them all along. Well, I could drive up here and hitch, you drive here and hitch, he drive here and hitch.
Mm-hmm.
I could drive on the other side and hitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen them folks make terrible mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I had the worst mistake I ever seen. Man had a stallion. You know what a stallion is.
Yeah.
And he drove up here and hitched, and this smoker that there was two or three of these girls. They drove up over here and hitched.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little old man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that was at church too.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never heard such a racket in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They got out there and had the uptown just about had his buggy up in the other buggy.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine. it tore up the whole congregation.
Mm-hmm.
I see these girls did it. But if a man had a stallion, now he was hit. That was a hit. Well, that was careless of him. He's supposed to hitch that stallion all down. Now the time you ain't supposed to hitch a stallion up in the
Oh yeah.
Up in the where everybody's hitching.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they're mean.